insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم رب هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين.
And he said, My Lord, grant me authority and join me with the righteous.
Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, you already know we have reached the 83rd verse of this chapter. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Prophet Abraham continues, وَجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ وَجْعَلْ لِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. And ordain for me a goodly mention among the posterity, and make me of the heirs of the Garden of Bliss. These are how Prophet Abraham supplicates to his Lord. In some Islamic narrations, the Quranic phrase Lisan Sidq, mentioned here, has been rendered into the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, what does Prophet Abraham ask Allah? And he continues his important demands. So he humbly asks Allah to treat with him in a way that his remembrance may remain in minds and his line and program would continue among the later generations. وَجْعَلِّي لِصَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. So, except for the possible interpretation that we mentioned about لِسَانَ صِدْق, this is a kind of a goodly mention. This is the kind of good remembrance. He wants him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make him such an example that others follow him. And he should be the founder of a school by which people can learn the correct way and move on his line. That is why he is asking the Lord Lisan Sidq. And elsewhere, the Holy Quran says that Allah accepted the supplication of Abraham, and he says in the Holy Quran about Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, and say, we assigned unto them a high and true renown. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيَّ.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, We will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
About this verse, وَجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, and ordain for me a goodly mention among posterity, it is not improbable that this demand contains the same thing that Abraham asked Allah after building the house of Kaaba. When he said, "Our Lord, raise among them an apostle of their own to recite unto them your revelations and to teach them the book and the wisdom and to purify them." This is the 129th verse of chapter Baqarah. رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And we know that this demand came into action when Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, announced his call, and by this way, the good mention of Abraham, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, continued to be among this great nation. Anyway, up to now, we learned what to ask from the Almighty Allah. One of the things that we really need is a goodly mention among the posterity, among the people that are yet to come. So it is really important to take the people to come into account. It is really worth mentioning and worrying about how the people of the next generation will judge about what we did in our time. لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And this is the demand of a very righteous divine man. They both want to be popular in this world and hereafter as well. لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Because they know they are in need of the remembrance of the people in this life. Because the human beings are not going to be completely dead and the doors between this world and hereafter closed after death. No, they are still in need of good deeds in this world. And one of the good doors that the Almighty Allah has set open for the people after death is that the others do righteous deeds for them and instead of them in this world. And lisan sidq, good remembrance, goodly mention, is one of them. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.